know, the church stands for one thing. We are bought, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Well, we're going to look at how to do what? How to. I started this new series 2 weeks ago. I put the question up there. Now we're going to look at some scripture, and at the end of it, we're going to try to see what it is I'm talking about on how to what. Are you ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go, Brother Larry. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8 says, if any of you, any of us, lack wisdom. Now let me say this to you. Everybody here lacks wisdom. That's me, that's you, that's everybody. So this scripture applies to every one of us, okay? If any of you lack wisdom, almost got one, let him ask of God that giveth to all men, literally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now this is a fancy biblical way of saying, if you ask it, not only will God give it to you, he'll give it to you in abundance. All you need, all you want, all that it takes to get you through life, and believe me, you need God's wisdom to get you through life. Give the Lord a hand of applause in the back. All right, but let him ask, in what way? Faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of sea driven with the wind and tossed. And let him not that a man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man, mankind, man, woman, is unstable in all his ways. Let him ask in faith, not waver. All this 6, 7, and 8 means addressing people who are like this. One day, I pray. One day, I read God's Word. One day, I act like a Christian. The next day, I don't read His Word. I don't act like a Christian. Some Sundays I come to church. Some Sundays I don't come to church. In other words, I'm like a man out on the sea that when it's perfect out there, you just sit there and you just sort of float and everything's wonderful and everything's happy. You let the wind get up a little bit. And you let this go from a calm ocean, calm sea, to 30, 40 foot waves and see if you enjoy being out there. Now, when you got the 30 and 40 foot waves, you need somebody to save you if you're on a raft, if you got a life vest. Because if not, you're going to die. Everybody with me so far? Say amen. Now, if you've never seen the ocean or never been out on a body of water, when the storm comes up, then you may not know what I'm talking about, but a lot of you have. Some people have been on cruise ships where the weather gets a little wild, and I mean, it's crazy out there, because you're being tossed to and fro. Now, when all of that calms down by the grace of God, here's what you need to know. You're still out on the ocean. Even though things are calm today, and everything's wonderful, everything's going well in my life today, tomorrow could be another storm. Now, the bigger the ship, the better off you're going to be. But understand this. The Titanic sunk. You understand that? Because they said this ship was unsinkable. When you tell God you don't need him, you better watch out. Because when you tell God you got it all together, you don't need him. Everything's going well. You got a great job. You got a great income. You got all that you need. Your health is wonderful. Everything around you is fine. What do I need God for? Believe me, it won't take no time. You're going to wish you never made that statement. One thing, though, that God has to really, truly understand, and you need to understand this. God has a real problem with people that's for him today and against. are for him 4 weeks from now and against him 6 months from now. God has a real problem with that. You understand that? That's what it means in verse 8. A double-minded man means I can make up my mind. Today I'm for God, tomorrow I'm not for God. Today I act like God, tomorrow I don't act like God. Jesus has a real problem with that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go, man. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. I say all the time, and I tell a lot of young ministers that I get a chance to counsel with over the years, it's not about you. Any preacher that gets up and doesn't come with some type of scripture, it's all about him. There's never been a time ever that I've ever got in front of a group of people, no matter what that situation could be. It could be a wedding, it could be a funeral, it could be a revival, it could be my own church. There's never any time that I'm called upon as a clergy that I do not bring God's word with me. Because it's not about me, it's not about Billy Graham, it's not about Paul, it's about Jesus. Do you understand that? It's about Jesus. Give it up for God. I can't do that. I can try to act like I have faith in my life. I can try to witness to you, but I can't give you faith. I have no way to do that because no preacher, no person, nobody gave me faith. It's something I came by hearing the word of God and responding. And people who can say I don't have to worship God and don't have to go to church, I don't understand that because it's not about church. It's fun when we can get together and we have music and we listen to these great videos. But church is about the word of God. That's what it's about. That's what we're here for, is to praise the name of Jesus through his word. Because you never know who's listening to you. And people who watch me on the internet, I don't know who's listening to me that could be lost. It's not about anything but Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, last year, Luke 1:37, we kept up for a long time. Because we need to understand this. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, you can believe that, but you don't have to believe it. The way you believe that is through faith. For with God, nothing is impossible. With God. With God. With God's presence, God's grace, God's forgiveness in my life. Because I need his grace every day. Lord knows I need his forgiveness every day. I need that. You understand that? I have to have that every day. Because if I don't, I will deal with everything that Satan can throw at me. And believe me, he throws a lot at me. He's throwing a lot at you. Every day he's going to throw something at you. He's going to try to trip you. He's going to try to break you down. He's going to try to get you confused. He's going to try to get you to doubt. He's going to get you angry. He's going to get you depressed. He's going to get you sad. That's what he does. Because when we get in that state of mind, we can't seem to understand what faith is all about. Because at that point, all I'm doing is concentrating on me. And if all I do is concentrate on me, I get pretty depressed. You know, because I deal with a lot. I have a lot on my plate. And the older I get, I'm going to deal with more stuff. But understand, there's more right with me than wrong. Now, there's always something wrong with me. You know what? There's always something wrong with you. But with Jesus, somehow or another, he brings that in balance to let you know there's more right with you than wrong with you. You got people that'll tell you there's a lot wrong with you. You got family that tells you there's a lot wrong with you. You know, we got the world that tells you there's a lot wrong with you. You know, you must be crazy. You must be this. You must be that. You must be all. Well, let me tell you something. If you concentrate on the world and concentrate on your problems, then they're right. Because when you take your eyes off of God, there is more wrong with you than right with you. See, God brings us into balance. And that's what I need to be imbalanced. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking from a psychological terminology. I just mean in a life. I need to be balanced. And how I'm balanced is Jesus keeps me in balance. Whenever Satan begins to weigh me down, Jesus brings me back. Who in the world would be calling me?
Where'd you find the ring tone?
Well, I'll deal with this person later on. But I have to look, and the only reason I look is because my son lives 500 miles away.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why I bring this, because a lot of preachers say, I keep leaving to take your phone on the pulpit. I said, listen, I got family away from me. My phone's on me all the time.
That's right.
I do apologize for that. I'm going to say it when my son's up far away.
I keep that.
Yeah. All right. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. That is a mindset, that's an attitude, that's everything about who we are, okay? Because I like people that have an attitude, but I want a good attitude. I don't want a bad attitude, and it's easy to get a bad attitude. Listen, you don't want to be around me when I got a bad attitude. I don't like being around you when you got a bad attitude.
Amen.
I used to live next to Kendrick.
What's wrong with that?
Carl would try to lift me up every day. He'd say, oh, a preacher can't be that bad.
So your navigator broke down and we don't want to go there. Want to talk about it?
Amen.
really, the way I play it sometimes is, if God is for me, that's all I need.
That's right.
That's all I need. Now, that don't mean that I don't want to be loved. Anybody that don't want to be loved, there's something wrong. I want to be loved. But sometimes, I've got to admit to you, sometimes I'm not lovable. I just really am not. Sometimes I get in my own world. I get, you know, sometimes I take a look at things that are around me and what I'm going through. You know, sometimes I do try to get by myself when I'm in that kind of mood. I try to make sure I don't affect other people. But I just got to be honest with you. There are just some days that it's a good thing that you're not around me. That's not very often, but it happens. I just confess that to you. But all I truly, when I get in that shape, I've learned to say and quote the scripture, God, I know no matter what I'm going through, you're on my side. And there's nothing Satan can do to me. Because if you're for me, who can be against me?
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed as Michael begins to play. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, how precious your word is. How powerful your word is. Father, may it give me wisdom today. May it give me grace today. Father, bless. May we feel that grace today. To anyone within the sound of my voice who needs to come and have a quiet time at this altar, we invite that. But remember, if God is for you, who can be against you? Maybe you need for me to have a word of prayer with you. I would love to do that. Maybe you truly need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you're in this congregation, just come and let me pray with you. Invite Jesus into your heart. If you're watching me by video, no matter what time of day it is, no matter where you're at or what you're doing, if you bow your heads and invite Jesus into your heart, and if you mean it, and if you're serious, He will change your life forever. Father, watch over us. We feel your spirit in this place. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. Larry, if you're still filming, I forgot to share what the how-to and what it is, and a prayerful attitude is how to grow your faith. That's what this is all about. Everybody's faith needs to grow. The stronger you are in your faith, the better relationship you have with Jesus. And most important, the greatest witness you become. How to grow your faith. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.
Thank you.